Akash Ganga, the photon bridge of Bangalore, where monsoon haze meets collimated light and a memory of Saint Igenusius ignites a revolution written in wavelengths of 1550 nanometers. While European research labs achieve record-breaking 1 terabit/s optical transmission, 3 hackers in Bangalore prove that democratized gigabit connectivity needs neither corporate budgets nor institutional infrastructure, just patient engineering and principled sharing of knowledge. The city breathed below him like a vast neural network drowning in its own synaptic fire. From his 27th floor perch, Prakash Iyer watched 8 million souls pulse through Bangalore's arteries of glass and silicon, their digital dreams refracting through layers of atmospheric heat, like light through a corrupted lens. The evening sky hung heavy with suspended particulates, a living filter that bent photons and broke promises with equal indifference. His apartment existed as a controlled void within the chaos, minimal geometries that spoke of disciplined thought. Against one wall, a framed blueprint of Buckminster Fuller's geodesic mathematics hinted at structural dreams beyond mere shelter. But it was the bookshelf that told the real story, not random accumulation, but archaeological layers of a mind in formation. Norbert Wiener's cybernetics stood spine to spine with Shannon's collected papers on information theory, their margins dense with annotations in 3 colors of ink. Vannevar Bush's, as we may think, leaned against Ted Nelson's computer lib/dream machines, visionaries of hypertext and human-computer symbiosis. The philosophical foundation ran deeper. Lewis Mumford's Technics and Civilization faced off against Jacques Ellul's The Technological Society, a dialectic of technological optimism and skeptical wisdom. And there, occupying the shrine position, Richard Stallman's Free Software, Free Society beside Lawrence Lessig's Free Culture, the twin pillars of liberation through principled knowledge sharing. Between them, almost hidden, Hermann Hesse's The Glass Bead Game suggested something more profound than mere hacking. The vision of knowledge as spiritual practice, technology as pathway to enlightenment. His terminal painted brutal truth in phosphor green. 5.12 gigabits per second, 8 kilometers away, where his collaborators waited in the digital shadows, this same test would time out into the mathematics of corporate scarcity. The last mile, 8 kilometers that might as well have been 8 light years, remained unbridged by intention, not inability. But tonight, if photons obeyed the equations of liberation, that desert would bloom with light. The weight of witness. February 2025, Jain University, Kochi, the summit of Future 2025. The moment Kieran Hegde saw Richard Stallman transform into Saint Igenusius of the Church of Emacs, something fundamental shifted in the architecture of his understanding. The packed auditorium, 100,000 pilgrims of the digital age, fell into cathedral silence as the golden hard drive halo caught the stage lights like a lens focusing revelation. The sermon began not with code, but with consciousness. With software, there are only 2 possibilities. Either the users control the program, or the program controls the users. If the program controls the users and the developer controls the program, then the program becomes an instrument of unjust power. Each word struck like photons hitting a photodetector, discrete packets of energy accumulating into enlightenment. This transcended mere programming philosophy. This was the deepest layer, the source code of human agency itself. Later, calling Prakash from his hostel room while Kochi's harbor lights reflected off the backwaters like scattered LEDs, Kieran's voice carried the tremor of conversion. It's not about the algorithms, Yar. It's about who writes the laws that govern our digital existence. We're architecting our own imprisonment and calling it innovation. That conversation lived now in the photons they would soon liberate. Not just bandwidth, but proof that free/Libra hardware specifications could bridge any distance that proprietary systems left deliberately unbridged. The convergence of frequencies. The workshop air shimmered with the heat of transformative work. Kieran, Kiwi, to those who appreciated both his precision and his quirky humor, bent over a jeweler's loop, aligning their beam expander with the patience of a meditation master. The optics demanded absolute precision. Each lens surface, each mounting tolerance, each angular adjustment measured not in degrees, but in microradians. Beside him, Vishesh Kumar, who went by Wish in the forums where code and philosophy merged, orchestrated Python scripts that taught silicon to perceive through atmospheric turbulence. His uniform was invariant, faded black cotton bearing the stark white manifesto. There is no cloud, just someone else's computer. Philosophy encoded in threads and bytes. Their creation violated every assumption about optical communications' natural monopolies. Where commercial systems demanded proprietary licensing and certified installers, they were crafting freedom from salvaged telescope optics and the philosophical DNA of Caruso's Libra hardware specifications. Scintillation index is converging towards stability. Wish announced his consciousness merged with cascading sensor data. The Kalman filter had been learning Bangalore's atmospheric signature for weeks, a patient apprenticeship in the art of seeing through chaos. Kiwi lifted his head from the beam expander, a hybrid creation that married Carl Zeiss surplus optics with precision actuators salvaged from semiconductor fabrication equipment. Tenfold magnification locked. Beam divergence compressed to 0.3 milliradians. That's our force multiplier. The mathematics were unforgiving but elegant. 8 kilometers meant approximately 6,400 times the path loss of Caruso's designed 100-meter specification. Their 10x beam expander and amplified transceivers closed that impossible gap through patient engineering and principled physics. The numbers resolved into audacious possibility. Manageable, achievable, revolutionary. The architecture of digital liberation. The system specifications read like verses in the liturgy of optical physics. Foundation platform. Caruso Libra hardware, enhanced for high power operation. Beam expander. 10x Galilean telescope. Salvage Carl Zeiss precision optics. Tracking system. Voice coil fast steering mirror, integrated with multi-constellation GNSS fusion. Operating wavelength, 1,550 nanometers, invisible to human vision, eye safe, optimized for atmospheric transmission windows. Link latency, 26.7 microseconds, fundamental speed of light, plus computational overhead. Control software, pure floss stack, Python / C++ hybrid with GPL v3 licensing. The moment of optical truth. Tuesday evening arrived wrapped in monsoon silence. The atmospheric conditions stabilized into that rare window when light could travel unimpeded across the digital divide. Prakash initiated the link sequence from his climate-controlled sanctum. While 8 kilometers away, Kiwi and Wish prepared their receiver on a rooftop that still radiated the day's accumulated heat. Beam acquisition initiated, Kiwi announced through their voice channel, his hand steady on the alignment controls. The distant laser appeared through their acquisition telescope as a point of coherent light dancing through atmospheric turbulence. I'm detecting multiple interference patterns, he continued. Scintillation index is volatile. Kalman filter is adapting, Wish confirmed, his attention locked on scrolling diagnostic data. The algorithmic mind was learning to predict atmospheric chaos, finding patterns within the unpredictable. Hold the beam steady while the system achieves lock. The voice coil actuators sang their mechanical hymn. Microsecond adjustments compensating for atmospheric distortions in real time. Through the receiver telescope, the distant transmitter transformed from chaotic dancing light into stable coherent signal. Link established, Wish announced, his typical reserve cracking into something approaching wonder. I'm seeing 4.1 gigabits per second stable throughput with error correction active. Prakash's terminal awaited the moment of proof. The command was elemental in its simplicity. Ping 192.168.1.42. The response arrived at light speed. 64 bytes from 192.168.1.42. ICMP underscore seek equals 1 TTL equals 64 time equals 0.087 ms. 8 kilometers. 87 microseconds, the exact latency of liberated information. The bandwidth test painted its digital poetry across the terminal. 2.847 gigabits per second. 3.956 gigabits per second. For 0.123 gigabits per second, the connection stabilized at 4.1 gigabits per second, over 80 times faster than any commercial cellular service, carried by photons that obeyed no corporate authority. Welcome to Akash Ganga. Kiwi's voice transmitted through their optical link, crystal clear across the impossible distance. We just democratized the speed of light. The economics of photonic democracy. Their creation proved that complexity masked artificial scarcity. The complete system, transmitter, receiver, tracking, and control electronics, cost 2,600 euros through Kirin and Wish's network of Chinese suppliers and surplus dealers. Equivalent commercial systems demanded 50,000 to 75,000 euros plus proprietary licensing agreements that locked users into vendor-controlled upgrade cycles. The deeper revolution was temporal. Commercial optical communication systems arrived with planned obsolescence encoded into both hardware and software. Their Libra specifications ensured perpetual maintainability, documentation that enabled anyone with sufficient technical knowledge to repair, upgrade, or completely rebuild their design using globally available components. The propagation of light. Word propagated through the networks where real innovation flowed. Forums buried in internet backchannel traffic, mailing lists maintained by volunteers, IRC channels where knowledge moved at light speed between minds ready to receive it. Their documentation, released under the GNU Free Documentation License, inspired implementations across continents. From Dhaka, successfully established 3 kilometers link using your beam expander calculations, connecting rural educational cooperatives to university networks. From Sao Paulo, modified your design for 5 kilometers favela to downtown connection. The Libra specifications enabled rapid deployment faster than authorities could respond. From Lagos, voice coil tracking system maintains lock through Harmattan dust storms, teaching principles to local electronic students through hands-on construction. Each successful deployment validated the central thesis. Technological complexity could be democratized through patient documentation and principled sharing of engineering knowledge. Epilogue, the persistent bridge of coherent light. The beam continues its silent journey across 8 kilometers of Bangalore's atmospheric medium, an invisible bridge carrying more than mere data packets. It carries proof of concept for a different kind of world, one where the distance between technological possibility and human reality can be measured in wavelengths of coherent light. 8 kilometers, 26 microseconds, the exact distance between what is and what could be, bridged by 3 hackers, some surplus optics, and the revolutionary proposition that knowledge, once liberated into the commons, tends to remain free. In the glass towers where corporate telecommunications architects plot the next generation of artificial scarcity, Akash Ganga's photons pass undetected, carrying the quiet revolution at the speed of light itself, written in wavelengths that no patent office can capture, no licensing authority can control. The future is already here. It's just traveling at 299,792,458 meters per second. P.S. The people involved in this story may be inspired by real individuals or archetypes, but are products of the imagination of this blog post's author.